This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with market news, soybean futures were lower overnight as investors wait to see when China will resume purchasing of U.S. supplies. China is reportedly finalizing deals on how much volume it will buy when it resumes purchases, Bloomberg reported. The U.S. and China have until March 1st to come to an agreement, or the U.S. said it will bump tariff rates from 10% to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said this weekend that there is a hard deadline for negotiations to be complete. This hard deadline stance has spooked some investors who believe the sides will be unable to come to an agreement in such a short amount of time after sparring for most of the second half of 2018. America's dairy farmers are urging President Trump to work on opening up Japanese markets as soon as possible. Officials are getting ready to begin trade talks between the two countries next month. The National Milk Producers Federation was one of four groups that gave testimony at the U.S. International Trade Commission hearing on the potential trade pact. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will also hold a hearing today about the possible agreement with Japan. U.S. dairy exports to Japan could grow by 450% if American farmers had full access to the country's market. It would also raise dairy farmers' income by up to $12 billion over the next 10 years. However, Politico says there might be a problem with that idea. President Trump has already agreed to not press the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to expand the Japan's ag market when they agreed back in September to start talks amid establishing a bilateral agreement between the nations. Palmer amaranth is the pigweed species that rightfully earns the most awareness from Midwestern farmers. But don't forget that water hemp can be just as invasive and contains many of the same characteristics as Palmer amaranth. That's the take-home message from Brian Jinks, weed specialist at North Dakota State University, during the annual Ag Horizons Conference in Pierre, South Dakota, on November 26th. From the Dakotas through Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and across the Midwest, water hemp is becoming a huge problem, warns Jinks. He adds that many farmers treat water hemp like red root pigweed, an invasive species in itself, but much easier to control than water hemp. It looks a bit like red root pigweed, so people tend to treat it like red root pigweed. My fear is that it will come back to bite us. Water hemp emerges throughout the growing season and is prone to herbicide resistance, even if growers use a residual herbicide or post-application. The weed emerges and thrives in the summer months. On top of that, the herbicides we're applying post-emergence in soybeans aren't working on water hemp anymore, and the choices are becoming fewer and fewer, Jinks says. The difference between the two weeds are subtle, but water hemp has longer, narrower leaves than Palmer amaranth and are wider at the base. Palmer amaranth has piatoles longer than the leaf blade, and the real difference between the two is that Palmer will grow quicker and maybe just a little taller. But the weed characteristics are the same. In local news, we have this Christmas time report from Katie Wilson and Mark Rupshaupt.
I'm Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County Farm Bureau, with a report during Christmas time every year. You're involved with some live nativity scenes around the area. That's kind of fun and a unique thing, and it's because you have sheep. So, Mark, tell us about your sheep and how you got involved with these live nativities.
I raise mainly Dorset sheep, and they're a wool breed and a meat breed. They're dual purpose. They're known for, you know, their quality of wool and good mothering abilities. They're just pretty gentle and good to work with. But the live nativities, I've been doing that for, several years now. And I did my first show probably 10 years ago. And this past weekend, there was a live nativity at Dave Griffel's farm north of Gillespie, and the sheep were there. And they give a lot of ambiance to the show and to the program. You know, everybody's singing and the play's going on, and they're there. You know, sometimes they're baying or moving around, and the kids really get a kick out of them. They're gentle, and they can pet them, and it just gives a lot to the program. And, the community coming together and putting together a small play it says a lot about communities that get together. But the sheep, and I'll do about 3 or 4 live nativities a year, spread out all over Macoupin County, Madison County. It's just something I really enjoy being involved in. You know, some people, oh, what's it cost? Well, I never really been paid, you know, play Christmas cookies, and I get to go to all the shows. Every show is different. There's very, you know, quiet shows. There's, you know, anywhere from, you know, angels being suspended on cables to just a drive-by at Litchfield Hospital. They're having a drive-through live nativity, and the sheep will be attending there.
I was going to ask, upcoming events for you. Is there one that's close by in future dates that you know off the top of your head to tell people to look out for?
The City of New Douglas is having one. It's next week. The community churches get together and do a live nativity, and the sheep will be there. And that place coming together, that's pretty close to home, and I attend that one. And they'll have one showing this year.
Sounds great. We've been talking with Mark Rushop, District 15 Young Leader Rep for Illinois Farm Bureau. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.
In local FFA news, the Hillsboro FFA hosted the Section 19 Dairy Foods Competition on Thursday, December 6th. Participants identified types of cheese, judged real versus artificial, and dairy products, and identified milk issues. Hillsboro placed 7th, and team members were Will Spicer, Wesley Stockstill, Aaron Kistner, Caden Leibscher, and Logan Jarman. And that's all I have for this Monday afternoon.